What I've gleaned from what I've read and what the power guys show me is that the Plato's tribesmen follow their paterfamilias to the letter, and that they believe, following Plato's lead, that the only way to freeze class in place, i.e. realize Plato's fantasy of unchanging class divisions, is to freeze thought in the child, which is what the installation of obedience, indoctrination into the doctrine of force means, although this is never discussed. Without understanding this, their practice pushed them, and now all of us, onto a precipice, away from the edge of which we the people have been fiercely and with much loss of blood and life substance struggling to battle. Into this scene steps Prince, who advises, instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask how much of your mind, baby, because in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. I mean, he looked around him and was appalled at the lack of thought. He was on a roll. He saw, he assessed, he conquered. He issues his diagnosis and prescription and begins the treatment. Prince wanted what we all want, to go deeper and deeper into his power, his art, seed it, feed it, grow it, attending only to its inherent requirements for growth. Instead, quite early on, judging by the clear, once we're familiar with EMF assault effects, electrical pressure, voltage references in his lyrics, described as invasions of his body and electronic equipment, as well as the telltale behavioral signs of reaction to, inclusively, EMF assault, constant clandestine surveillance of him, and then the subsequent agent crowding harassment techniques, which constitutes Power's MO for dealing with the disobedient, challenging the state. Those being his reactions, making sudden and hopefully unpredictable decisions about your movements, when you come and go, in a generally, I have experienced, vain attempt to avoid or escape this treatment. And in this context, we should recall from our discussions with Alice Miller that another view on Power's obsession with obedience is their obsession with punishment. Perhaps they think of it as behavior modification, as I'm sure their parents did, correcting, quote unquote, unacceptable to them behavior. And although I'm certain they found Prince's entire being objectionable, as he was an undivided whole and unable to not model claiming the authentic self, I suspect that what they most wanted to stop him from doing was firstly composing and secondly reaching out to us, performing. Remember that line in Thieves in the Temple about you and me could have been a work of art. He's speaking to God, to love. You and me could have been a work of art. When you're getting hit with EMF, it messes with your ability to make the art that you're trying to make. And so I am certain, again, if they are doing this to, if they consider someone who's written books that are self-published and speaks on pirate radio deserving of this treatment, someone like Prince, I cannot imagine how horrendous it must have been. And to not be able to talk about it, because you know, I know, I certainly know what the reaction would be. I've received it. And Prince was on a mission. He had some things to accomplish, and he could not jeopardize it. They knew that. As we've said over and over, they want to pin those they are targeting into a lose-lose position. And that's what they did to him. Except, we'll be discussing how successful that so-called lose-lose was on Prince. It definitely silenced, not in his lyrics, But his ability to speak openly about that, what was going on with him, it kept him from pointing out the obvious, which is that we got fascism, folk. He's not the only one who had to struggle with this. We've discussed in previous shows how Martin Luther King struggled with this, trying to figure out how to say that without getting discredited, without losing what he was here to do, which is to be a advocate and a teacher and an activist, an organizer. And secondly, to composing, what they would most want to keep him from doing is performing, reaching out to us. These would be occasions when they would try to hit him hard. And these guys seem to take movement as a personal challenge. Perhaps the thrill, quote unquote, of killing people while they lay prone in bed or draped on stairs or immobile in wheelchairs has finally grown stale. He knew they were going to kill him one day. That knowledge is expressed clearly and repeatedly in his lyrics.